how hard to work with him because of these problems?
Los problemas de la espalda.
Sí, que tuvo Rafa en segunda, tercera ronda.
Yes, in French Open we have many problems in the first week when in his back, but now here it's okay. We have practice so much more the serve, but we have problems with the serve igualmente. It's the same. The surf is not our best shot, but now the back is not a problem, and I hope if, in the final we can surf better.
So the back problem now for Rafa is Tony. Tony's been with a sore back for 3 days. Seriously, he didn't go to two practices. So
for this reason, this year I can play Wimbledon.
Exactly. you know. Infatti voi non domandate niente perché parlate soltanto di calcio, quindi.
Di calcio non, non puoi parlare, igual che Spagna.
Any other questions over here?
Yes.
We can't hear you.
Are you able to talk about something?
Yeah, all I would say is that don't believe everything that you read in the papers. I've no idea where that, I've no idea where that came from. I'm a big fan of the show, huge fan of the show, and I've been a couple of times behind the, you know, to watch it live, and I love it. But I don't dress up and I don't wear high heels, and that, yeah, no, I watch it on the TV.
Do you have any other questions? Or
very quiet.
I'm sorry, I said, I'm the only one who has to ask a question. I'd like to know if you were ever a little jealous about Emily Morris Moore coaching yourself.
Of course not. Of course not. No, I actually, she was one of my favourite players to watch when she played. I loved the way she played, and Justine Henin also, you know, the ones who have the variety and the creativity and the grace around the court. You don't see that so much these days because not so many coaches teach it. It's become more about the power. And so, yeah, I think it's a good choice. I'm very happy.
Did he consult you before choosing her? Did he talk to you? Say, mommy, what do you think if I choose a woman? was he worried about your opinion, or he decided on his own?
No, he decided on his own. He's we spoke about it a little, but you know, it's about him. He can make his own decisions, and he knows his game well enough to know what he needs. And his decision, of course.
But have you talked to him about your own campaign to raise the number of women coaches in tennis in this country, which I know is something very close to your heart? How much have you discussed that over the years?
I've only really got involved in that in the last couple of years since I started doing Fed Cup. And when you start travelling on the women's circuit, you realise there are very few women coaches on the women's circuit. It's predominantly guys. And obviously on the men's circuit there are a couple of examples of male players who are coached by their mothers, and I think one who's coached by his wife, but really hardly any. So no, I think he just used to having a female coach when he was pretty much all the way through the juniors, so it doesn't matter. I've got more involved in trying to promote the profile of women's sport in general, get more women involved in decision-making positions in order to influence more change and more activity for girls and women. But I don't think that would have had any influence on this choice.
Judy Morris, a great player everywhere, but she was always suffering a bit the pressure when she was playing in France, because everybody was expecting her to do very well at Roland Garros, and she never did. Did well at the winning Australian Open, Wimbledon, and so on. Andy is not the same sort of situation, because she won Wimbledon, she won the Olympic Games, so how do you see it? I mean, it's a different situation between the two. I mean, they were going through different, you know, approach to their own camp.
I think Andy's been playing. He's been playing in the main draw at Wimbledon since 2005, and so from a young age he has learned how to handle everything that goes with being a British player playing in their home country, and he has always handled it very well. I think it is all about the mindset, and you can use the home advantage to your advantage, or you can use it as a disadvantage if you feel the pressure of the crowd and the pressure of the expectation. But you know, if you thrive and you know, you're just so excited to be part of it and you rise to the big occasions. He's always managed to do that, so he knows what it's all about, and he learned a lot, I think, about dealing with the big occasions at the back end of the slams from working for 2 years with Ivan, and he needs to use what he's learned from Ivan to help him, you know, in future slams.
So I have a question for both of them. Coffee? No, we have coffee later. It's about Tony said last year that Andy would win the tournament. I'm going to put them in a difficult situation. Not Andy or Rafa, who would you think could win the tournament?
Who?
¿Quién podría ganar el torneo? Tú no puedes decir Rafa y ella no puede decir Andy. She cannot say Andy, you cannot say Rafa.
Yo puedo decir Andy.
And you cannot say
yes.
Rafa.
Who could win? I think the Chino, but Andy, I think, is the favorite, one of the best. He and Djokovic or Federer. But I hope that these three guys don't win this tournament. I don't know many can win, but more
I mean, the draw is
Andy,
out. We've seen the draw is out, obviously. We've seen the first round go through.
No, no.
Starting now, second round.
No, no. Always in the last 5, 6, or 7 years, the winning are always the same people. With Del Potro, who more? And Wawrinka. Then I think who has more possibilities? Andy Murray, Djokovic, and Federer. Unfortunately for us.
I'm going to go for Feliciano Lopez.
we're talking about tennis, not dance floor.
I think he plays well on grass, and he's very nice to look at.
Well, he's played two finals in a row.
He's going to be my
so you think
my outsider pick.
He will be the surprise. That's outsider. And you outsider pick? ¿Alguno que no sea estos cinco que puedan ganar? ¿Que pudieran ganar sorpresa? ¿Y hecho que Feliciano?
Pablo Andújar, he lose in the first round. No, I don't know. For me, Raonic can make the surprise, or Dimitrov, Feliciano, I don't think so. He's beautiful, but I don't think so, because when he was young, he has never won here. Then, with 33, maybe it's a little late. For me, it was good when he won this tournament, when Rafael didn't win, but there are not too many surprises in tennis.
Berdych, Wawrinka.
Wawrinka, Berdych, yes. Berdych made the final in 2010, but Berdych in third round had a difficult match, I think, against Cilic, when both win the second round.
Yeah.
is difficult because many people could make a surprise one day, but for winning is winning 6 days, yeah. More, then it's not too easy.
Would you like to be the coach of Camilla Giorgi?
Camilla?
Giorgi, Italian.
Quisiera ser entrenador de Camilla Giorgi.
¿Quién es?
Ah,
guapa, está, que me llamo.
No, no.
One moment. No, I want. Es guapa.
Of course.
I know what you said there.
When he's very beautiful. When he's very beautiful, I want to be his coach, but I think he don't want. but I think he chooses. She chose another coach,
his father,
not me.
His father is very dangerous.
His father is dangerous, then it's his problem.
Let's get out of this.
It's her problem, not my problem. Pero si su padre es problemático, no tengo problema. Me da igual. Si lo dice, no tengo problema en responder. Si es problemática, es su problema. Es... her problem, not my problem.
Okay.
¿Qué falta, Tony, a Rafa para ganar este torneo de Wimbledon?
¿Qué falta? Sí. Many people said now that Rafael, he think that grass court is not a good court for Rafael. And I think the people has a short memory. Rafael made the final in 2006, 2007, 2008 he won, 2009 he didn't play, 2010 he won, 2011 he made the final when he has no problems in his knees. I think Rafael is one of the best favorites in Wimbledon because Wimbledon was always a good tournament for him. Now he does have change because the last 2 years we have many problems. Today, this year I have less problems than I hope that Rafael can make a good tournament. And for winning, we need that Andy Murray lose this day, Djokovic lose today, and tomorrow we need that Wawrinka and Federer lose again. And then Berdych, Cilic, Rosol should lose tomorrow. And maybe Rafael is the favorite.